we wanted a good mix of different sectors and different perspectives. And so we just started phoning people up and said, you know, do you want to come and talk at this event in a nice pub in Lovely Ales, which we have one now. Is that Lager? I did say that, right, okay, good. And so, first of all, first person I asked, this is Jessica Vince, and she is the digital editor for Barazzi Magazine. And what have I got in my notes about you? What have I said about you? Well, Jessica's been with Barazzi for 6 years, that's right?
Yeah.
And they've been very, I mean, you know who Barazzi are, you know, a magazine for fashion, showbiz gossip. Bit of Kim Kardashian in there?
Yeah, now and again.
Jennifer
Aniston.
Right, okay. Yeah. and the channels that you are on, you've got a big Twitter following, haven't you? And you're on all the sort of visual platforms, so Pinterest, YouTube, Instagram. Yeah. And so it'll be interesting tonight to hear from Jessica about how they decide what content to put on which platform, and if you talk in a different sort of voice in each one. The next people we asked was Cambridge University, which sort of seemed like almost an obvious choice because you're right on the doorstep. And we thought, oh, maybe they won't do it. Maybe they're so big that they won't want to talk to us. But they're so keen to come along that we have two people from Cambridge University. So we've got Barney Brown on the left here and Fred Lucy. Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Oh.
It's all right, isn't it?
That's fine. I think everyone can hear Barney. If you can't, you know, maybe sort your hearing out. So, so I was just chatting to the guys from Cambridge University just now, and what you might be interested to know is that there isn't a dedicated social media person there. You know, they're still trying to fit it in around their other jobs that they do, which is to do with PR, any other communications work that needs to be done for the university. So I think you'll have quite an interesting perspective there about how you manage a Twitter feed with over 100,000 followers and you still manage to somehow fit it in around everything else. This here is Athar Abidi from Age UK. So again, like I say, we wanted to have a good mix of sectors. So we've got fashion and showbiz, newsy stuff, and we've got education, and then Age UK, obviously, you know, a very well-known charity and a very different sort of demographic. And so you're the digital editor, social media manager,
social media community manager.
Exactly. Yeah. So I just said about five different job titles there, and probably got it right along the way. And then so the last person to introduce is Jo Christie, aka Miss Soufflé. Who knows Jo in the room? We've got a few supporters here tonight, and. We thought it'd be interesting to have Jo along. She is an events host, an etiquette enthusiast, a blogger. She's been busy this week baking with Nigel Slater. I just find it interesting with Jo because, unlike the other people on the panel, she hasn't got the weight of an existing brand behind her. I mean, Cambridge University have got 800 years of PR before the Twitter account launched. So, you know, they've got a bit of a head start in a way. Whereas with Jo, I'm quite interested to know about how you're building a brand from scratch and, you know, the tone of voice that you're using and how you get going. So, right, so the format for the evening is we're going to have a conversation, a sort of panel discussion for about an hour, and then after that we'll have Q&A. So some of you might have brought questions along with you, or some of you might think of things as we go along. And the hashtag is SukiyoSocial if anybody wants to tweet. The Wi-Fi password is up there. Anything else I need to say? Any of my glamorous assistants want to tell me if I've missed anything? No? Good. Amazing. Right. Wow. Okay. So, the sections that we've got, we've split it up into some distinct sections. So, first of all, we're going to be talking about how you show your brand personality. Then we're going to be talking about how you make your updates irresistibly shareable. Tackling problems like a ninja. I know I'm not into ninjas, but this is like a ninja. This isn't saying you are a ninja, which would be something completely different. And then how to get it right and know how to fix it when it goes wrong. Because I think we all find with social media there's something that goes wrong. Oh no, how am I going to get that right? You know, how to avoid these problems happening in the first place. And then lastly, we're going to be looking at how you build a community and develop a band of loyal followers. Okay, so maybe we can pick who goes first on this one. So what do you think makes an appealing personality on social media? In fact, I might start with Joe on this one, with Miss Soufflé. What do you think is so appealing about your particular character? Oh, yeah, is that on? Hello? A bit closer?
Hello?
Yeah.
I think it's just about being yourself. I mean, for me personally, I don't have a big company or brand behind me. And I'm very passionate about what I talk about, so etiquette and afternoon tea. And people follow me because they want to learn more from me. So I think it's important to talk about what you believe in and talk about it passionately.
Okay, how about AGK? What makes your personality as a brand stand out on social media?
So I think I'm a lot louder. So for us on social media, I think what we do is we actually extend the brand that exists already. So I think people know a lot about AGK as a charity and our charitable work, but I think what is actually missing from that is the personality, like down to the individual, as a character actually. I think that's a really good word to use for it. So for social media, what we try and do is we don't try and sort of invade people's newsfeed with information and advice. We want to slot into the sort of mindset that people are in when they're on Facebook. So when you're in Facebook, you are looking at content from your friends and families, and there's baby photos, and there's all the usual stuff. So if the next item that appears is us talking about dementia, then it's a negative association. So we try and get that balance right. So a lot of the content that we put up there slots in very nicely, and we can talk as a character and as an individual, and I think that works really well for us. It keeps people interested in our posts, and if we put enough stuff that people like, then it means that we'll always be in the newsfeed. So I think the most important thing for us is to definitely take that whole brand identity, which is a big document, and there's a lot of rules around how you use the brand in a lot of ways, but we can bend that a little bit on social media, and I think we do our best to speak right for the platform as opposed to just replicate how we speak in our information and advice and other sort of offline communications.
One thing you were telling me about when we spoke earlier was that it's not just Age UK. You've got all these individual branches across the country, so Age UK Camden, I imagine you've got Age UK Birmingham, and how many was it altogether? Was it 160?
170,
so different kind of versions of the brand out there. So how do you keep that consistent? Do you offer guidelines and advice to the other versions that are out there?
So we don't centrally manage all of those profiles. So each of those AGKs are separate charities trading on a different charity number, and they've got their own chief execs. So it's kind of more like a franchise model. And what we do essentially is that when we have a big campaign or a big event that we want people to publicise for us, we give them an asset pack and we give them suggested content. And we find that the more prescriptive that we are for these partners, the better, because everyone's got a different level of resource in the central office compared to the other offices. We're massively over-resourced on social media, so we've got the time to pre-author tweets, give them guidance on how to change them. But if they just basically wanted to be given something to post, we'll give them that. But we do our best to we monitor all of the stuff that they're doing. So generally, we'll see a lot of horrendous acts against the brand, but we'll ignore them, and we'll only really step in if someone's a repeat offender or they've done something that really needs. But otherwise, people will really start ignoring us, because we'll start becoming the police rather than a helping hand.
So with Cambridge University, such a long-running institution, when the social media channel started, were you given a lot of guidance on how you should talk and what the brand's personality was? I mean, brand is not quite the right word here. I mean, would people kind of feel a bit nervous if you start talking like that?
Yes. Yes, that would. The university is founded on academic freedom, which means the idea of brand is complete anathema. I think, I mean, we